Well, our guest at the cafe this morning is Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
I hear about all the time, more and more every day about robots.
Yes.
Robotics.
Yes.
And all of the things that go with that. And obviously, that's out in our future. And maybe it's already here. It's not so much our future. A lot of it's already here. But definitely, the kids in school are definitely going to be part of it in a big way, one way or the other. And so there's a big event at Greenville High School this Friday and Saturday, hosting a robotics competition.
Yes. This is the first time that Greenville High School will host anything on this level, and it's really exciting for them. And in fact, it's such a big event that the Greenville robotics team is not competing, but all the students are acting as hosts in order to make that happen.
Oh.
They've already won a tournament in Amarillo, and so they'll have other opportunities to qualify for the world championships. And of course, what many people may or may not realize is they are actually the current reigning world champions in FIRST Robotics at the moment.
World champions.
Yes, which pretty awesome.
It is indeed. And I knew that they had done very well with the robotics program at GHS. You'd think we'd hear more about that, though. And I know the Herald Banner's had stories about it. You'd think we'd all be more aware of it.
I suppose it's a case of if you're in the orbit or not, because in Greenville, it's certainly been a big deal, they've had the robot all kinds of different places. And FIRST is interesting. These robots are probably they're about 3 feet by about 2.5 feet. So they're big as far as the base they operate on, and maybe even a little bit larger than that. And some of them can stretch up to 6 or 7 feet tall and collapse. They may every year there's different challenges that they have to do. Some years they may have to throw frisbees. Some years they may have to pick up different kinds of balls. They may have to run over walls. It is always fascinating to me to see what the challenge for them each year is that they have to do. And then they're given a specific period of time and certain specific materials to build their robot. And then once the robot is built, then the competition season begins.
Mm-hmm. So they have 42 teams, I understand, coming in.
That's right.
Friday and Saturday. And, of course, they have a facility. There's a terrific dedicated facility at Greenville High.
Yes, when they built the new career and technology wing onto the high school, they actually built a competition field there. And then I understand that they're going to be using the gym, and they're going to basically be using all over the place. Because with 42 teams, you've got to have multiple competition locations.
And they're looking for volunteers.
Yes.
And
yes.
Of which you will be one.
Yes, I'm excited. I thought this sounds interesting.
There's a shock.
Why not go sign up and see? You know, go see what it's all about. Because I've watched them in videos. I've watched it on Facebook, but I've never seen it live. So I think this will be fun.
So they're going to have you checking in teams, and you'll sort of be in your public relations role, which you're very comfortable with.
That's what I understand.
But they need all kinds of
help. I'm sure and there is a website that you can go to that is, I think it's FIRST Robotics, and you can go there, and you have to register through them first. There's a place to sign up and say, I want to volunteer at this specific tournament.
All right, we'll make a link to that. We're talking with Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. So the Greenville Robotics Tournament taking place at Greenville High School Friday and Saturday.
And let me also just add one thing, which is, even if you're not volunteering to, you can come and watch.
Right. And it's free.
Yes, and it's free. And so if you've got a kid or a grandkid, or if you're just curious about what this is all about, go out to high school and see what it's all about. That's it.
And they do have bleachers in that competition area, so there's a place to sit and so on. And you say they'll also be using the gym.
That's what I understand.
So we got a lot to cover here in the remaining time. Just very quickly, the Marksman Quartet performing Saturday night at the Greenville Municipal Auditorium. That's one of the really best-known gospel groups in the world.
Yes, and they'll be there in concert
Lions Club.
Thank you. I just suddenly drew a blank. It's Lions Club. Yeah. It's a fundraiser for them.
Yeah.
And they brought them in last year, and it was a big success, so they're coming back.
They've been around for 50 years. Yeah. That will be a big crowd Saturday night. You wrote in your excellent...
it's my Housewarmers newsletter.
Housewarmers newsletter.
I email out once a month.
But you wrote in there this time about the Wednesday hump day happy hour at the Texan Theater at 5 o'clock every Wednesday.
Yes,
that's kind of gotten to be a thing.
It has.
In
it's been going on now for I think about 3 years, and it was started by Dennis Strickland, who is a very talented musician. And just warm, wonderful person who decided he wanted to reach out and feature all of the talent in his new hometown. And so he started this with the agreement and assistance of Barbara Horan at the Texan Theater, and it's free. It's in the lobby of the theater. And he sets up his electric piano. He plays usually a few songs from the Great American Songbook. Sometimes the audience sings along. He'll frequently have a musician, and it may be somebody that is also in the Great American Songbook. It may be somebody who does bluegrass. It may be somebody that he just ran into on the streets that he learned plays. He'll bring in an artist, a storyteller, and it takes about an hour. I say it's the equivalent of the only thing Green got the equivalent to of a salon.
It's the Algonquin Round Table.
There you go. Any of that. Yeah, and it's right. Just really marvelous.
At 5 o'clock on Wednesdays. And it's just this great place to meet people.
It is. Yeah. Absolutely.
Very good. Put, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
I always enjoy it.
Thank you. Clint Kearns with House Warblers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.